Hi, I'm Lynn Warfel, welcoming you backstage with the New World Symphony. This week we meet first-year percussion fellow Eric Wood. He's a graduate of DePaul University in Chicago and did postgraduate work at Temple University. Like many of his percussionist colleagues, Eric came to drums by way of the piano, and like many drummers, he had a dream.
I started playing drums in fifth grade. I just thought it was like the cool instrument to play at the time. Had visions of being a rock star, had really no idea that I was going to play in an orchestra.
Like a lot of the fellows, Eric auditioned more than once for New World.
I actually took New World audition, and this was my fourth time. I auditioned after my undergrad, and then both years after grad school, and then I was actually out of school for 2 years before I got in this time. So I've been working at this for a while, but I have the same sort of process where I want to do things very meticulously. So I wasn't able to put together what I learned at Temple. It took me a few years because it was too much information.
Although Eric is a pro on all the percussion instruments, he has a very definite opinion about the place of one of them.
I'm a strong believer that we shouldn't have to play timpani if we're percussionists, but it's because of the way hiring is and stuff, it's getting easier if you find someone who does both. There's so much more to it with the maintenance of the instruments. It's a really stressful job, and by itself, it's really enough to practice. You could practice timpani for 6 hours a day, you know, and then add percussion on top of that, and you're looking at like a 12-hour practice day to try to prepare for an audition, and it's just not really possible.
Eric also has a clear opinion on which musicians are the most skilled, and he's done some quick calculations on the worth of a percussionist.
The precision to play in an orchestra is the highest. It's the highest level of music, and no offense to other types of musicians, but we're the best. The per-note income of a percussionist is much higher than a violin. Every time I play the triangle, I think sometimes, you know, that was $15 right there, and I leave smiling.
Eric thinks music director Michael Tilson Thomas has a skill that's really necessary for the survival of any symphony orchestra.
He's just a fantastic artist and a visionary, and he wants to find better ways to do what we do, which is awesome because that's what we need. So we need audience, you know. Without an audience, we don't have jobs, and a lot of musicians forget that.
Ironically, Eric says the hardest percussion parts to play aren't always the biggest ones.
The difficult stuff to do is the quiet, like snare drumming or something like that, when you have to really control your muscles and they are not doing what you're telling them to.
Eric is looking forward to the opening of the new hall and its four great programs of music, and to playing Mahler's Sixth Symphony later in the season. He has a particular concert he's really excited about.
The best concert for us is the David Robertson conducting, and we've got the Age of Anxiety and Prokofiev Symphony 5. I played with Dave Robertson in 2004 at a festival in Maryland, NOI, National Orchestral Institute, and he is awesome to work with. He does better with the younger musicians. He's a very like example-oriented person, and he likes showing what he wants. And I think at a place like New World, it's going to be really fantastic.
While pursuing his musical dreams, Eric has a side job that you would never dream a classical musician, usually very protective of their hands and their bodies, would ever take.
The last 2 years, I've refereed pro ice hockey. Because you got to pay the bills, you know, and I have this strong anti-freelancing feeling. If you want to win an audition, you can't be practicing freelancing music. You know, you have to be practicing the audition stuff. So I've been reffing hockey for 14 years, and the last 3 seasons I was doing professional in college. I had 5 injuries last year. Separated shoulder and a chipped kneecap and a dislocated ankle and 2 pulled muscles. So it's a pretty violent job.
Eric's hockey gig has also gotten him a spot on YouTube.
Just if you search Eric Wood with a CK, Eric's with a CK, there's a video that was made by the NCAA that was aired on a TV game that was like a commercial about referees that have odd jobs. And it's all about me playing music. It's like the opposite of this.
Eric Wood, first-year percussion fellow with New World Symphony. I'm Lynn Warfel. Please join me again backstage with the New World Symphony right here on Classical South Florida.